Home Care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Sarah, my name is Miss Tally. Do you guys, I'm looking for someone to help for my mom. She's already in a waiver program.
Okay.
Do you guys, she has the UPMC. Do y'all
yep.
take that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. You do? Okay. Well, her name is Dolores Tally. I'm her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was helping her out, but her work hours is not working out, you know.
Yeah.
Working, she's a nurse, though.
So how many hours does your mom have?
She has full-time services.
Okay. And
but
do
I
you
don't
have...
need anybody for the whole full-time.
Okay. So you have...
Yeah.
Are you working with her also?
No.
Okay.
She has nobody as of this point.
Okay. So what is Dolores' date of birth?
9/30/1943.
Okay, I'm just going to pull her up. And Dolores is D-E-L-O-R-E-S?
Mm-hmm.
And Tally is T-A-L-L-Y or E-Y?
T-A-L-L-E-Y.
Okay. 9:34.
I just happened to just stroll through my phone and found y'all number.
Well, I'm glad you found us.
Yeah, I'm like, Lord, give me, reveal something to me today. Cause
I hear
you. I'm her daughter. I've been taking care of her for about almost 20 years, but I've been having foot surgeries and that, this and that, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
All right, and I see she's in Bucks County. I see the UPMC, CHC Health Choices waiver. Everything looks good. And what is her address?
1228 Veterans Highway. And that's Unit A3. A as in apple, number 3.
Okay.
1228 Veterans Highway, A3.
And where is
and
this?
And that's Levittown.
Levittown?
Mm-hmm.
19056 or 57?
Yeah.
56.
Six.
Okay. And what schedule are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone... just a couple hours in the morning. She can bathe herself as of right now. Well, she has, let me tell you, give you a little bit of update on her.
Of course.
She has cancer now.
Mm-hmm.
She was diagnosed with cancer almost a year ago. It hasn't been quite a year yet.
Okay.
So it's in her breast, her right breast, and it's really large. She's 82. So... when we did the PET scan, it's actually under her arms now, and it's in her abdominal chest wall.
Okay.
It didn't really take her down yet, but she hants for breath when she moves around a lot.
Right.
So I had a brother over there, and which he wasn't supposed to be, and he catered to her. He literally gave her every little thing on a tray in the kitchen. When he wasn't there and I tried to get rid of him, that's the reason why I stepped away. I finally have to get a PFA on him to leave because he's not on a lease, right? And she's a senior. So she had back operations before. She walked with a walker. She can get around pretty much, good, but she is a little weak, but it's hard for her to cook. So I really basically need someone to go in there, like when she get up, straighten up her bed for the day. If I would love for someone to have a car, so maybe when she get her food stamps, to go to the grocery store once a month for her, or even run the Burger King or something that she likes, whenever they feel like it, you know how it is.
Yeah.
So doctors, she goes to St. Mary's to get her radiation shot.
Okay.
Someone can do little small things like that. And I don't really need them. Like, when they make her breakfast, they can, prepare her lunch at all at the same time and just cover it up,
Right.
And
I can certainly try to get her as many hours of that she's approved for as possible, so that way she has a companion there too, you know. So she's
right,
not...
but the thing, right, but the thing is, she don't like a person to be around her.
Okay, understood.
So
I understand that completely. Yeah, we have a lot of patients like that.
I'll say about 5 or 6 hours.
Okay.
Between 4 and 6 hours.
Okay.
That's about, yeah. I live on the same premises where she at.
Okay.
So I can always, you know, help her in the evening time, or I'm on disability myself, but she's still my mom.
Yeah.
And I still help her. You know what
of
I'm
course,
saying?
Of course.
So, right. So,
you do the best you can.
And one more thing. I've been a nurse for over 33 years, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been through a couple of agencies when I moved her from her house and put her in a smaller place. So I don't want young girls that just stay on their phones that don't know how to do anything.
Okay.
I went through that with some agencies, and I literally had to just go over there and say, you know what? You can just leave. I used to just dismiss them. Because I had a few where they literally just sat on the porch, stayed on their cell phone. I want somebody with some type of experience and compassion, that, you know what I'm saying? Stuff
yeah.
like that.
I mean, that is always our goal. Unfortunately, you know, we rely on the family to
Absolutely.
Let us know if there's any
oh,
issues
yeah.
that we need to address.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and this is one that will.
Of course. And we appreciate that. You know, I keep telling the clients, because they leave our agency, and I'm like, you know, I just want open communication. And we
That's
could
it.
Easily resolve the situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all it takes.
All right. And what
and
is your name?
My name is Toddy, T-O-D-D-Y.
T-O-D-D-Y. Okay, Toddy, so I'm going to add this to our intake, and I will look for a caregiver for you. I'm going to say 30-plus years of age. And
yes.
And I'm going to see what else, who I have in that area that I'm familiar with that I can put on her case. And
okay.
So you should have the intake. I'm the staffing and customer service coordinator, so the intake coordinator will reach out to you to confirm all of this information.
And what's your name? What's your name again?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah. Okay, good, Sarah. Because our support coordinator, Kelsey from UPMC, she's coming out Monday just for her annual yearly, her 6 months. Thing so
okay.
That's great. I'll be able to tell them her about you guys
right.
too.
So, Toddy, is it okay if I text you on this phone number and I'll text you over our business information?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. So, like I said, you could expect a call back from intake either later today or Monday, and they're just gonna confirm all the details you gave me, and I'll work on getting her staffed. Okay.
Okay. The older, the better.
Understood.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, Sarah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.